You know, Lion Ted Cruz came today. He couldn't draw 100 people. 100 people. He could, I'm telling you. In fact, it was a big headline today in the New York Post. He couldn't draw 100 people. Now, do you remember? Do you remember during the debate when he started lecturing me on New York values like we're no good? Like we're no good. And I started talking to him about the World Trade Center, the bravery, the incredible bravery of everybody, our police, our firemen, our everybody. Better believe it. Better believe it. So I looked at him and started talking about our incredible police, our incredible firefighters, our incredible people, our unbelievable construction workers. Who could have done that? Who could have rebuilt that hole? There was never anything like it in this country. The worst attack in the history of the United States. The bravery that was shown was incredible. We all lived through it. We all know people that died. And I've got this guy standing over there looking at me, talking about New York values with scorn in his face, with hatred of New York.
With scorn in his face.
You know, that's a powerful verse when you're like, you have hatred.
I know.
That's like, well, he's not a real American.
He's not. He's Canadian.
Half Canadian, half Cuban.
Yeah.
And kind of American.
There's not one, yeah.
Well,
I mean,
mom's
born in America, but...
But he is...
He is born in Canada.
Canadian and Cuban.
Yeah. Yeah, people could never comprehend the concept. Well, I mean, some people did. Millions and millions of Trump supporters did, but... The Cruz bots couldn't comprehend that concept of being born in another country makes you not American. And the only time that whole American mom or, you know, that is like military bases, like when you're forced to be on foreign soil.
Yeah.
So you're stationed in Japan and you have a child, but just the average American who decides, oh, I want to live in Canada. I want to be a Canadian. I want to, you know, be Canadian. I want to have Canadian values. And then you have a kid. You can't then say, oh, well, my child's American. No, you had a child in Canada. The child was raised in Canada. From the time of birth until the child was 4 or 5 years old, it's a Canadian. It's not an American. End of story. But
it's funny in politics how they're like, ah, whenever, you know, people from other countries are like, you know, oh, I've been in America for 20 years, but I am French. I am European. I am Middle Eastern. I am, you know, Spanish. And it, you know, so it's like they are proud to say, but him, he's like, nope.
Well, there's no more Lion Ted, so
okay.
He's gone.
Well, you know what? I got news.
I hope it's good news.
Hi, Lindsey Graham. Is he coming out?
He hasn't come out, and he said he won't vote for Trump. So not only is he
that's a lie,
still in the closet.
That's going to happen, and he's just not going to tell anybody.
But
cool. All right. So Victoria Beckham has confessed to a Vogue 100 A Century of Style interview that she was the only Spice Girl that had her microphone turned off. She was the only one lip syncing, and how fashion was her true calling. Of course, that's why she has Victoria Beckham Empire now.
Okay.
And, yes.
So she was a faker.
She was.
Okay. Wonder if anybody cares. Wonder if anybody's shocked. Did it make any real news? Were people like, well, we figured that. We figured everybody was lip syncing.
No, only her. I love the Spice Girls.
All right. Who was your favorite?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really want. Tell me what you want, what you really want. I want to make you say, ah.
Baby. Who was your Spice favorite?
Baby Spice. I even
you
had,
like the baby.
Even when I was little, I had the little pigtails that she had because she had like these little bun pigtails, and I would always wear them with my Spice World t-shirt. Yep. Yep. That was me. Victoria Beckham. Justin Timberlake.
Oh, God. I know what's
coming. Has the first song in 3 years, and it's going to be the anthem of the summer. So sorry, Demi Lovato. You have been moved.
Oh, no.
Can't Stop the Feeling is the new hit. I haven't listened to it yet because I totally forgot about it after I did the story.
You think you'll like it?
Oh, yes. I love Justin Timberlake. He is phenomenal.
Do you think
NSYNC was my favorite boy band in the 90s? I just want to throw that out there. In the early 2000s, up until 2002, 2003, when they officially split up. But then they had like a brief spat in like 2004, 2005 when they made up and they did like a song together. Well, some of them did. All
right.
Yeah. Yay. Congratulations, Justin Timberlake. I can't wait to listen to you. All right. So Arsenio Hall is suing Sinead O'Connor for $5 million after she made accusations on her Facebook that he was Prince's drug dealer and gave her laced pot at Eddie Murphy's house that she refused to go to at first, but he forced her to go to this party at Eddie Murphy's house because, you know, she claims that with her saying no was because she didn't like Arsenio Hall and didn't like anything about him or anything like that. She's like, I just don't want to go. I don't want to look at you. And she says that, I'm going to say it, because it's Friday and I can.
Uh-oh.
But she says that Arsenio Hall was Prince of Eddie Murphy's little bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like, I love that. I love that.
Wow.
So now he's suing her for $5 million. Not true, he says. Not true.
You know what's funny?
The drug part's not true.
Well, you know what's funny? It kind of... I mean,
makes sense why Prince was always on Arsenio.
Well, yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
And he was so like, oh,
when Arsenio had his comeback show and he brought it back, and Prince did like the entire hour. It was like he did his new music. He took audience questions. I mean, it was like a whole, I love you. You're the greatest in the world. So, I mean, you can't look at her comments. You can't look at Shanae's comments and say, oh, you're, you know, a wackadoo. Yeah. Don't know if it's true, but there's definitely a fraction, a smidgen of truth when you see Prince on Arsenio Hall. And he's doing his new album and the whole thing. So funny stuff. I can't believe you used the B word. Something you wouldn't expect from somebody that's over the top beautiful, over the top gorgeous. Okay, wearing a jean jacket and these pants. You're wearing pants that are.
They're not pants. They're leggings.
They're leggings where the sides are cut out.
Not cut out.
They're
like
over the top.
Mesh.
They're mesh cut out over the top. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so there's going to be a Han Solo spinoff. And out of all the guys that we all know of, like Miles Teller.
That's him.
And Ansel Elgort and Ed Westwick, many others, they have chosen a guy I never heard of name, but I think that's the purpose of it. Alden Richburn.
Alden.
Aaron Rich.
He's going to be the new Han Solo.
He's going to be a young Han Solo. And the spinoff is based on Han Solo before he was a Rebel Alliance person.
Okay.
So,
I guess it's
when he was
his
a small
smuggler.
When he
yes.
was a bad boy.
Smuggler.
Well, it's going to be by the 21 Jump Street crew directors, Christopher Miller and Phil Lord, and it will be out May 25th, 2018.
Okay.
All right. So Prince's autopsy reports are kind of coming out now. Now, the cause of death has not been out, but the autopsy says that Percocet was found in his system and he had a low red blood cell count, which means he was sick. So he's been sick. And I have to look it up because one of those is connected to what one of those tabloids that Papa Z was talking about.
Yeah, one of the tabloid reports say Prince had the AIDS.
I don't know if it's true.
Well, it was on the Inquirer.
I know, but
they seem to be right on a lot of things.
They are, well, they're taking a little bit of are they right about Ted Cruz or not, and it's getting no one cares anymore, of course,
no.
because he's out.
But now they're talking about AIDS.
But I think they should like just say, did he do it? Where's these Marco Rubio? But back to Prince, the DEA is now joined the investigation because there was illegal prescription drugs being trafficking to him. So they want to get down to it. And the DEA is the drug people.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with Prince, Percocets, and if he had the AIDS.
Yeah. Sports news. I don't know why, but...
Neither do I. I don't
Marshawn
know why. Marshawn
Lynch is being questioned if he's going to be in the Hall of Fame when he becomes eligible.
Eligible.
Whatever. Whatever. It's raining outside. Rain makes my brain fried, okay?
All right. Sorry. So he's...
But I think he deserves to go in the Hall of Fame because he is beast mode. You can't deny the beast mode.
I'd have to look at his numbers to give you...
His numbers are right at Earl Campbell?
Well, if his numbers are in line with other people that are in the Hall of Fame, then of course he should be in the Hall of Fame.
He is like placed like number 36, greatest receiver or bat running back,
yeah.
Whatever he was. Guy who caught the ball. Excuse you. He's
all right.
Chewing. All right, so Jerry Jones is going to be spending more money on the new Cowboys headquarters facility than on the actual stadium. The stadium, AT&T Stadium, I believe is the name, was $1.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The headquarters is going to be $1.5 billion.
Oh.
The city of Frisco and the school district, they actually have deals with the Dallas Stars. And they're going to work together to tribute, combine, forming $90 million to go towards the headquarters.
The hell's $90 million and $1.5 billion?
and
you need $100 and someone gives you $5.
Are you ready?
What am I gonna
this?
Do with $5?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. So they're gonna have a rooftop swimming pool.
Oh.
They're gonna have a seminars with like coaches and players.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna have where like people I'm sure from the Dallas Cowboys. Thing that we signed up for, you go there, you can have lunch, you can have dinner, you can have parties there.
I like that.
And it's all going to be in this facility. There's like a whole workout. You get to go where the cheerleaders work out.
Oh,
to the cheerleaders.
To watch the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh,
all right. There's all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
All right. So remember the Saints football player, Will Smith.
I know
was
Will.
Shot and killed.
He was my good friend.
Last
go ahead.
Month. His wife, who also was shot, she's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
She received, in honor of Will Smith, his MBA from the University of Miami, which I believe is the U.
Do you?
Because this year he was going to start training to be an intern coach.
Oh. Geez.
And he wanted to get an MBA in the artisan athletic program. He did an 18-month program for it. But she accepted.
Okay.
And everyone cheered. And
she's not crippled, though, is she?
I don't think she's crippled, but she's definitely in a wheelchair because she got shot in the leg.
Yeah.
So she's in a wheelchair. She's really cute, too.
All right.
Steph Curry will be sitting out game three of tonight's game as the Blazers host the Warriors.
Warriors!
In a 2-0 series.
Okay.
With the Warriors in the lead. He would possibly, maybe, be at game four. So, hopefully he's at game four. Or the, you know, the national game.
All right.
And final story. Misha Tate is, I think, getting, she has the belt right now, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I think she's getting prepared for a Ronda Rousey belt. Because she is starting to talk about Ronda Rousey. Now, Ronda Rousey and Paige VanZant, who is currently on Dancing with the Stars, she's one of the fighters. She's like a little, she's 115 pounds, so she's like a fair weather, fair weight, whatever the term is. But there was Reebok, and Misha Tate was telling Joe Rogan on his show that there was like some kind of signing where Paige VanZant went up to her. She's like, Misha, I got to tell you something about Ronda Rousey. And she says that Ronda was mad that Paige VanZant was congratulating Holly Holm on the knockout, which then led to Ronda Rousey calling her a little biatch and said, F you, you 115-pound no-gooder, and all this stuff. Now Misha Tate is reiterating what Paige said. And I'm like, see what happens? I mean, you have cat fights within actual cat fights. And now it's like so girly where it's like, Dana White, you got to control your ladies. They're just blabbing all about each other. It's like, you don't see the guys do that.
No.
But no, it's the girls. It's always the girls like, I don't like you because you congratulated Holly Holm and you're supposed to be with me. Eh. Ronda Rousey, you need to start getting that pecker more. Fill you out a little bit, girl.
All right.
Because girls, women, they get a little, you know, we get a little snappy if it's been a while.
It's been a long time. Okay.
That happens. That's why you always hear that saying of, man, that lady needs to get laid because she is a
fiat. You have a, you have three cuss words tonight or today. Those are bad words.
No, because you know what? If FX could say the shizniz word like 15 times an episode, and Michael Moore can say damn on Megyn Kelly's show, I can say whatever I want.
I want to know why.
And this is entertainment. This
I want to know why these pundits, out of these pundits on CNN right now, the black girl looks like a porn girl, like a porn chick.
Only he would think that.
Look at her, though. When I watch these people, I
Like her low-cut shirt.
Yeah, she got the low-cut shirt, and she's got large breasts. She's got the big poofy hair, the red lipstick, and then the on smart glasses.
Yeah, Rick Perry. She's Rick Perry.
It kills me to watch this stuff because I go, well, how do these? How does that girl? Besides the fact that she's a girl, how does she get political commentator job? How? Like, what's her credentials?
You don't know these things. Who knows? Who knows?
All right.
My name is Katie. This is Rob. This is Rob's The Carry Show. With me, Cat Z.
Yep. You're Cat Z.
Don't eat the salad bars at grocery stores.
Don't do it.
I have proven my point that they are touched by homeless people and poisoned.
Yep.
Don't, what else did we learn this week? That KFC has edible nail polish now that you can get. And I want to eat a Taco Bowl with Donald Trump next Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly.
That's it. President Trump by then.
Yeah.
We will see you all Monday.
Orifice. Wah. Look at the current. Here we go. Ready? And go.